Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Los Angeles Dodgers and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Los Angeles Dodgers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Maury Wills. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gilliam. Batting third. The left fielder, Wally Moon. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Frank Howard. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Roseboro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Rickard. Pitching for the Los Angeles Dodgers, Pete Rickard. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Joe Christopher. Batting second. The center fielder, Rod Cannell. Batting third. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Norm Sherry. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ted Schreiber. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Willie. Pitching for the New York Mets, Carl Willie. And now, play ball. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Willie fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gilliam for the out. Two outs. Wally Moon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Moon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moon. The throw from Sherry and he is safe. Moon steals second. Tommy Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cannell hits a line drive into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fairley hits a fly ball into left field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. Howard moves to second. Two outs. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Roseboro takes first base on ball 4. Pete Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Willie covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Rosboro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sherry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rickard fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ted Schreiber is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Schreiber hits a pop-up towards short. Will settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Wills is 0 for 1 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 1 in the game. Gilliam hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Moon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moon takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Dodgers nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Moran hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Willie is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Willie strikes out. Two outs. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. Christopher takes first base on ball 4. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Christopher. The throw from Rosboro and he is safe. Christopher steals second. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cannell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cannell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Christopher scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Dodgers nothing. The Dodgers will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Willie covering, for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Howard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosboro is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Rosboro hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hickman who is chasing the ball. Rosboro reaches third base with a triple. Davis goes all the way around to score. It's Dodgers, 1, Mets, 1. Pete Rickard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Rosboro. The slide. Sherry applies the tag. Rosboro is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Dodgers 1, and the Mets won. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hickman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hickman hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Moon. Hickman reaches second base with a double. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Sherry is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherry hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Schreiber is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Schreiber is 0 for 1 in the game. Schreiber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hickman scores. Schreiber moves to second. It's 2-1, Mets. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 1 in the game. Moran is walked intentionally. Carl Willey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Willey is 0 for 1 in the game. Willey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Dodgers 1. The Dodgers will come to bat. Al Ferrara pinch hits for Pete Rickard. Al Ferrara is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ferrara takes first base on ball 4. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wills is 0 for 2 in the game. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schreiber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ferrara moves to second. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilliam is 0 for 2 in the game. Gilliam bunts towards the mound. Willie fields it and throws to third for the out. Wills moves to second. One out. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Moon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moon hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wills moves to third. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gilliam. The throw from Sherry and he is safe. Gilliam steals second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field. Hickman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hickman. Wills scores. Gilliam scores. Davis moves to third. It's 3-2, Dodgers. Ron Fairley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fairley is 0 for 2 in the game. Fairley hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Schreiber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Dick Thomas now pitching. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Christopher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Christopher strikes out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cannell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cannell hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Mets 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sherry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Roseboro is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Roseboro is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Roseboro strikes out. There goes Howard. Here's the throw, and he's safe. 2 outs. Dick Comas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Comas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fairley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hickman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Will scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sherry is 0-for-2 in the game. Sherry hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Mets 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Wills is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hunt reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Gilliam is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gilliam is 0-for-3 in the game. Gilliam hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Gilliam. The throw from Sherry and he is safe. Gilliam steals second. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Moon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moon takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schreiber fields it and throws to first for the out. Gilliam moves to third. Moon moves to second. 2 outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fairley is 0-for-3 in the game. Fairley hits a pop-up towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Snider pinch hits for Ted Schreiber. Duke Snider batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Snider takes first base on ball 4. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Moran is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Tim Harkness pinch hits for Carl Willie. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harkness strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Mets 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Duke Snider now playing right field. Tim Harkness now playing first base. Frank Thomas now playing left field. Jim Hickman now playing third base. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Howard strikes out. 1 out. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Rosboro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Rosboro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rosboro hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Dick Comas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Comas is 0-for-1 in the game. Comas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Hicks pinch hits for Larry Beinerth. Jim Gilliam now playing third base. Tommy Davis now playing left field. Wally Moon now playing right. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hicks hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cannell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cannell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trasuski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hunt is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosboro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Mets 2. The Dodgers will come to bat. Roger Craig now pitching. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Wills is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Craig fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gilliam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gilliam is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gilliam hits a line drive into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Moon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Moon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Dodgers 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hickman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gilliam fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Duke Carmel pinch hits for Norm Sherry. Duke Carmel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carmel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops it up and throws to first, with Comas covering, for the out. Two outs. Duke Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Snyder is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Moon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Los Angeles Dodgers, 3, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.